A global flood. Was it in the gap?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known defender of the book of Genesis. Okay, Ken, you've got me here. What kind of gap this time are you talking about?
Well, about 200 years ago, some people started to popularize the idea that the fossil record, full of dead things in the rocks, was formed slowly over millions of years. A prominent theologian decided that he would fit these supposed millions of years in a gap between the first two verses of Genesis, and this became known as the gap theory. Most people who accept the gap theory believe there were human beings living before this present world. It was a world ruled by Lucifer, who then rebelled, and God supposedly judged them with a flood called Lucifer's Flood, allegedly forming the fossil layers, and then God recreated everything in 6 days. Well, people who accept this believe that the earth is really billions of years old. But the majority of dating methods give dates far younger than evolutionists and so-called progressive creationists require. Also, if the fossils were formed before Adam sinned, then there was death, disease, and suffering before Adam rebelled. This doesn't fit with Scripture. And if everything God created, including the angels, was very good at the end of the 6 day of creation, how could there have been a rebellion before that time? You know what? The gap theory is dead wrong.
If God created everything very good, why do we have so much death, suffering, and disease in our world? Ken Ham has written a booklet on this topic, and it's available on our website, answersradio.com.